All right, 8:40 on the ticket. We don't let too many people into our underground bunker here. Let's see, Marge the swim coach, Shorty DeFazio,
Officer Foster,
and we trust this person. So let's open the door and welcome into the Musers underground bunker, Sports Panties.
I don't know if I trust him.
He says he's been staying safe. Hi, Sports Panties. Good to see you.
Good hair, guys. Hey. Certainly good to be with you here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Have you been staying safe during the pandemic?
Well, it seems like we sure have very few sports to talk about.
Right,
yeah.
The only thing worse than not having sports is having coronavirus.
That would be much worse, yes, if you actually had the virus.
And not just any coronavirus, but the kind that comes out of your ear in diarrhea form.
Mm-hmm. That would be a terrible side effect, sure would.
This asymptomatic opinion is brought to you by me, your Surgeon General approved official coronavirus second responder. Sports panties.
Hey,
well, I notice you are wearing a mask, so that's good. You're being safe during this whole time.
I think old Rex Ryan stepped in the big turd that is Amari Cooper.
Well,
I don't know if I'd call him that.
Rex Ryan shows that he has pretty poor judgment. Of course, he showed that when he was rubbing Jergens on his wife's gnarl foot in Central Park, too.
She had gnarl foot? I thought she had really pretty feet, according to him.
This public park opinion brought to you by me, your 5-star sanitary napkin Amazon reviewer. Sports panties.
Well, Sports Panties, you're such a big sports fan. When do you think we'll see the games resume?
I think old Amari Cooper was a pretty good signing by the Cowboys.
Okay, let's talk Amari.
Even though they spent more money on him than Jerry spent on hush money and hair pieces in the past 5 years.
A lot of money.
This exciting pronouncement was uttered by me, your handheld digital lava lamp. Sports panties.
Exciting?
Kind of exciting. Yeah, what do you do for a full-time job, Sports Panties? Outside of being a big sports fan, what do you do?
Wow, Kobe sure died, didn't he?
Well, yes.
Did you see where that helicopter crash pretty much effectively put him into the Hall of Fame immediately?
Well, I don't. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Hall of Fame class of 2020 coming up here.
I think this was a conspiracy between the Kobe Bryant estate, basketball, Alex Jones, and the Wuhan coronavirus lab that worked overtime to produce
it. That's quite an accusation.
This conspiracy theory is brought to you by me, your placenta-loving evangelist.
What?
Sports panties.
You're a placenta-loving evangelist?
See where Bob Kraft sent his plane, Rub and Tug 1.
No.
That's not what it's called.
I think it's called the aircraft.
Over there to the China.
Mm-hmm.
To get some masks for the nurses in the hospital places.
Yeah, we just had that story.
Yeah.
A wonderful Bob used to make them Korean hand girls wear masks to keep from being splattered with his little body egg white. Okay.
Sports panties? We're not going to let you back into this bunker anymore.
This saucy rhetorical brought to you by me, Roger Goodell's sister's noted proctologist, Sports Panties.
Is that what he does for a living?
You're a proctologist?
And finally, I see where they're talking about postponing the Olympics from Japan to another year after this one.
They're not talking about it. They are doing it.
If I were the Japanese, you know what I'd do?
There's no telling.
I'd get on my knees and start apologizing for Pearl Harbor.
Well,
okay,
that is a long time
because
ago.
Because that was the worst movie that Ben Affleck ever made.
That wasn't that bad.
This Scorching Hollywood opinion is sponsored and populated by me, your wife's head-pushing high school boyfriend.
Wow. Sports panties.
See you later.
All right. Okay. Goodbye. Be careful out there.
Make sure you're totally impartial now.
What? Did he say he was totally impartial?
Already impartial now.
Already impartial. I seem to know the script pretty well, too. All right. There is sports panties. Very strange every time he stops by the studio, in this case, our Muser's Bunker.